James is just very nostalgic. I mean, he knows what he likes, and he sticks with it. I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Oh, I'm making him Nesquik.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Who's my sports hero? Who was, who is, and who always will be? Michael Jordan. Don't even get me started on video games. We had the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, go. Sega Genesis, yes. Sega Dreamcast, PlayStation.
The video games are rotting his brain.
What's not to love about the 90s? It was the decade of progress. We went from no cell phones to everyone's got them, from no internet to everybody's dialing up. I love the 90s.
Well, we are in a series called I Love the 90s. I hope you guys are 90s fans because we're going to be spending some time in the next few weeks talking about spiritual growth. So we kicked off the series last week, but this week I'm also really excited to talk to you because we actually have a guest speaker in here. So you're actually not going to hear from me, which may be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. But I'm excited to have my friend Jake Schmelzer speak to us today. We've been talking a lot for the past few weeks about what it means to grow spiritually. And so he's got some things on his heart that I've asked him to share. So he'll actually be here, not this week, but also next week as well. So happy to have him for the next couple of weeks. Would you just join with me in welcoming Jake Schmelzer with me?
Thanks. Now we're going to do this handoff, right? Like,
here we go. Love you too, man. That was a full-on hug. Normally, pastors hug with a side hug because it's the appropriate level of hugging on a stage. Well, so good to see you guys. How many of you are excited to be here in church this morning? Right? Good to see you. My name's Jake, and I was here for first service, and they let me come back for second service. So that was really a good thing, because you never know, you know. And I was impressed with Kyle, because he actually invited me to come speak 2 weeks in a row without ever hearing me speak before, which is a lot of trust. And how many of you love Kyle? He's the man. He's awesome. Honestly, though, I kind of hate him a little bit. Because he's what I like to call an insecurity friend. And what it is that when I hang out with him, he always looks a tiny little bit better than me, no matter how good I look that day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, get your perfect jeans. You know what I'm saying, Lizzie? Yeah. It doesn't matter. You show up, and I'm, you know, working my skinny jeans, looking skinny. Got my Walmart Oxford shoes. And how many of you love Walmart? Yeah. And then Kyle walks in, and he's like, tall and lanky, you know, a tall drink of water, comes in, and you're just like, oh man, I'll just shrink back to my my social status in this moment. Well, I'm excited to be here this morning. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share with you, and I'm very excited to share with you on the topic of spiritual growth, because I am passionate about seeing people take the next step with Jesus, and that's what we're going to be talking about for today, specifically. That the message is called Take the Next Step, and then next week we'll talk about something else in the same topic of growing in our faith, growing in our walk with God. But we're going to be talking about taking the next step, and I know for everyone here in a group this size, there's going to be people at all different places on their journey of faith. Maybe you're here today and you're just exploring faith. You're a seeker. Kyle talked about that last week, some different categories, and that's awesome. I want to thank you for being courageous to come to church. Maybe coming to church is even a huge step for you to take, and I want to commend you for doing that. Maybe you've been a Christian for a long time, and your faith has kind of gotten a little stale or old or boring or whatever. Well, I'm here to say, no matter where you are at in your journey of faith, that there's a next step that Jesus wants you to take. There's a next step available to you. And that's one of the great things about Christianity, is that it's a lifetime journey, right? It's not this thing that, well, I learned the five principles and I went to Sunday school and I got my lesson learned and now I've got it and now I'm bored with it. No, it's a journey that you go on in life. And one of the cool things about Jesus and his teachings and what we see from what Jesus taught in the New Testament even, is that he invites people to go on a relational journey. Jesus invites people to go on a relational journey. And I want to draw a contrast. We can throw that slide up here. A contrast between a religious system and a relational journey. Maybe you've been turned off by religion, and maybe that was you went to church at one point, maybe when you were a kid and you had a pastor or an authority figure and they hurt your feelings or they were mean to you or whatever, or maybe you just didn't like the people or maybe the music or whatever it was, but there was something about the whole religious atmosphere that kind of turned you off. And I would say that a good chance is that it was because it was one size fits all. And you know, the way that religion works is you kind of say, okay, we need to light a candle on Tuesday, and then we're going to take three steps on Wednesday. We're going to pray this prayer in this order, get the magic words right, and then God will approve of me or accept me. How many of you are familiar with that kind of form of religion? All right. And it's one size fits all. I don't like one size fits all stuff. I'm like a weird shaped person, and so I have to find something that fits me, right? Fits me. You laughed when I said that, right? I'm not really a weird shaped person. I was just, okay, anyways, moving on. But a relational journey, the kind of journey that Jesus calls us on to follow after him, is not one size fits all. It's individual and specific to you. Now, here's how this works. How many of you have kids? All right, I'm sorry. Just kidding. I have three kids, and I was comparing my daughter to Adolf Hitler last service, and I won't do that again this service because my wife is here, and she's going to hold me accountable to that. But I have three kids, and they're beautiful kids. They're amazing kids. They're slightly demon-possessed. And, you know, my daughter Evie's 4 years old. I'm just kidding. Just having fun. She's 4 years old. I have a son named Jack. He's 2.5. You know, we got a Jack Cunningham. He's 2.5, right? It's a good name. And then we have a daughter, Penelope, and she's 7 months. And they're really cute. And they're in the nursery terrorizing the workers in there right now. But where Evie's at and where Jack is at and where Penny's at are completely different stages of development and growth, right? So the steps that I'm going to ask Evie to take are not the same steps that I'm going to have Jack take as a father. I have a very individual and specific plan for each of them for their next step. Now, for instance, where we're at with Jack is that he has to learn how to use this wonderful invention called the toilet, right? How many of you are really thankful that someone invented toilets? Some people are like, I love camping. I love to be outside. I want to cover myself in bear urine and just be out in the woods, you know, covered with dirt. And just let my chest hair grow out, and you know, and that's the women. And then the guys are like, you know, it's the kind of person that has a membership at Cabela's, you know what I mean? They're like, I shot that elk up there on the wall. But you love nature. You know, I think people that go camping, I'm always like, hey, you forgot something important. What is that? Your house. Anyways, I'm a big fan of the internet, and I'm a big fan of flushing toilets and showers. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen in church today? And so for Jack, his next...